Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, land-grant universities have long been the backbone of the agricultural sector, especially when it comes to research. And Dr. Joseph Joyce, Executive Associate Vice President for Ag and Natural Resources at the University of Florida, says that mold still has merit, even though they're being forced to adapt to a new physical climate.
Well, I think that the land-grant model is still viable. It's still important to producers. It's just the funding mechanism is under a lot of stress, and we're all looking for new ways to leverage resources.
Joy says one way they have adapted is by adjusting to alternate funding sources.
We have a lot more private resources now than we used to, simply because the pressures on public dollars is greater than ever was, and there's more things in society demanding those dollars. So we've had to change how we fund our programs, and we've also had to focus what we do and what's important.
And Joy says what's important is the producers.
We have to be relevant to these producers because they're the ones who really influence our funding.
But Joyce says the producers have a responsibility as well.
They have got to tell us what's important to them. We've got to work on those issues, and they got to help us get them funded.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.